morning. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. Good morning. This is Gary Moore live morning show. I am your host, Gary Moore, and I believe that God will touch your life and build your faith today because his word will not return back to him void. Oh yeah, this is the time. This is the hour. Call somebody. Let them know that I'm on the air and that I'll be talking about them today. Oh yeah, let them know. Let them know. We're going to talk about them today on this morning show. I'm so glad to be on WWDBAM.com broadcasting live here out of Battle Kenwood. It's such a pleasure to be back week after week at 7 o'clock in the morning to bring you inspiration, to bring you good vibes, to bring you godly wisdom in this world that we're in, to inspire hope. That's what we set out to do. That's what God has given me to do. This is my assignment. And so I'm sharing this conversation with you, and you let somebody know that we are on the air. Got a lot to talk about today. Got some phone interviews that we're going to try to get to. And of course, I need to talk to you. So you can call me down here at the station. The number is 888-329-3306. Yeah, we'll be taking calls later on in the day as this show progress and move on. I'm praying for you, believing God with you. If you need to be inspired, today is your day. If you need to hear some good positive stuff that's going to change your life, then you need to tune in, let somebody know that you're on the air. We're also broadcasting live on 97.5, the Fanatics HD2. You can also catch us there this morning as well. So pass the word, and of course, we're on the World Wide Web, WWDBAM.com, and you can find us there, listen live, and be a part of the show. This is the show that you need to be a part of. This is the show that you need to be a part of. Oh, yeah, this is it. This is the one. This one right here is what helped you. We had an interesting week. I was away out of town. And, you know, my mother's birthday was Tuesday. And so this past week, we took her to celebrate. And, you know, we asked her where did she want to go. And she said she wanted to go to the Mall of America. And so off we went and had a wonderful time to one of the largest malls in the world. I believe that's the truth about it. And takes you some time to get over it, maybe about 2 days or 3 days to really cover the whole mall. And we were there and spent time there, spent a week out there, and didn't cover the whole mall, though. We didn't get around to everything. Just the one day was a plenty for us. But I'll say it again, happy belated birthday to my mother. She just turned 65 years younger, I'm telling you, and thank God for her. And all that she does, we'll get her down here at the radio show one of these mornings. She's been down here before with me, and I'll get her down here again, just for her to see the goodness of God and what he's doing in my life. Because, you know, raising children, and then once they get older, you want to see some of the benefits of your labor and your training. And I believe that I have I've done okay. I believe that, but I'll let her tell it. And so this morning, we have a directive talking about running your race. And so you want to be a part of that. You want to hear that and give me your expertise on it. So this this morning, this Thursday morning, we are elated to be back in the big chair here over at WWDB on the Gary Moore Live Morning Show. Call somebody. Let them know that we are yet on the air again. This day is August 26, 2021, and it's early in the morning, y'all. It's 7 o'clock on the Eastern Standard Time, and that's the time that God has given us to come on to inspire you, to build your faith up for the day, to get you ready for the entire weekend and propel you to push you right on through another week, because you cannot stop here. I want you to understand that you cannot stop right here. If you stop right here, you're going to miss everything that has been planned for you, everything that has been that you have worked for, everything that you've believed for, everything that you have lived for. And so keep moving, keep moving. God's going to he's going to exceed your expectation. Whatever it is that you expect in him to do, he's going to exceed that. And so as he exceeds it, as he moves beyond that, your responsibility is to keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running. Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Today is not the day of throwing in the towel. I know that you didn't think that you would be here the time that you were here experiencing what you were experiencing. But now that you are, now that you're here, and now that you're experiencing what you're experiencing, keep on pushing, keep on moving. That's what my show is designed to do. And I talk from a place of experience. So it's primarily what you hear is things that are currently being poured out of my life, things that are currently happening. And then I share those experiences with you. So it's not just something that I've just talk. It's not just something that I just make up. But it is something, rather, to let you know that it can happen for you too. And I see it as great thing. I see it as great thing. And as we're doing this, as we're building yourself up on your most holy faith, and maybe you just not buying into it, but I'm telling you that you have to get it. You have to get it. And so and as you do that, we will grow together, and we will, become this that God has us to become, because that's what it boils down to. So we're just going to kick off this show today and be very transparent and frank and with the prayer, prayerfully build you up today. And then maybe when you call in, if you have something to say, or, you can call in and help someone else, because I'll never say that I'm the one that has it all. I don't have it all. I have a portion of it, and your portion and my portion together should create something that is great. So I'm glad about it. I'm excited about it. I'm elated that I have this opportunity. I've got this opportunity, and then share it with you. So good morning again to everyone that's tuning in on Facebook. I see you this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Everyone that's listening on the radio audience, you want to join in on the show today. The number again here at the radio station is 888-329-3306. Keep this in mind that when you are in a battle, it's okay that you get worn down. It's okay that you get worn down. But you can't stay down. It's even okay if you get down, but you just can't stay there. And so you have to get up, and you have to apply yourself. And doing that causes for you to overcome. And you have to remember that you are called to be more than a conqueror. You're called to be more than a conqueror. And so being more than a conqueror, you have to understand your position in authority. And so the Bible says this here, according to 2 Peter, the first chapter, 5-9, that we need diligence, we need virtue, we need knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. The scripture also says that if we add these qualities to our faith won't be barren or unfruitful. It will produce for us. And so that's a key element to your success. And that is having producing faith. That's having producing faith, not just the faith to believe in existence, but that will move you beyond just existence, or just knowing something that exists, or having a belief in it. But then but having it to be fruitful, where it begins to benefit your life. That is the thing that you believe in. That is the thing that you push for. And so understanding that should encourage you to keep moving. I'm telling you that you cannot stay in the state that you are in. You have to get up. You have to move. I know that it's difficult. No one said it was easy. I hope that's not the implication that's being made this morning. I pray that you hear it loud and clear and understand that the demand has to fall on yourself, that you have to be able to accomplish the things that are set in your heart, the desires that are made in your heart. I was just reading, 6:30 every morning. I have a prophetic forecast journal teleconference out of this book that I wrote this year. And on today's date, August the 26th, the scripture reading was found in Philippians, the second chapter, the 13th verse in the Amplified Version. And if you're following that, if you get the scripture and you read it, you'll see for yourself that it's God who is effectively working in you, both to will and to work, strengthening and energizing on the inside of you to create a longing and ability for you to fulfill your purpose. And so in order for that to happen, and that's important because a lot of times when you come to the end of your own strength, you don't know what to do. And a lot of situations, being at the end of your strength causes for you to be stagnant. Well, I'm telling you, according to the word of God, God says that it's not in your own strength, that it's in his strength, and it's in him that you got to depend on, which brings us to the point of running our race. And running our race knowing that we will be successful. The Bible says, run the race that is set before you to reach the world, for Jesus, to run this race and to be successful. And doing that, you're certainly going to have to add to your faith. You're going to have to do something that you have not done before. You're going to have to be educated. You're going to have to be skillful. And so that's what it's all about. Those are the times that we are in. This is the mandate that is over your life, to run this race that is set before you, for you to accomplish everything that God has for you to do. And one of the number one things that you're going to have to learn to do is to let go. I know it might sound cliche. It might sound cliche, but you're going to have to let go and you're going to have to let God. God can't work on your behalf when you are holding on to your problems. God can't work on your behalf when you are in the way. If you let it go and let him work it out, don't you try to figure it out. Just let him work it out. You do, however, have to act in wisdom. You do, however, have to apply yourself according to what it takes you to come out. Good morning, Ivy. I see you. Thank you for joining us this morning on Facebook Live. Thank you. Yes, good morning to you. Good morning, Carolyn, Larry. Thank you for joining us this morning on Facebook Live. We're talking about running this race. We're talking about running the race that is set before us. And it's going to take some endurance. It's going to take some tenacity. It's going to take perseverance. You're going to have to persevere. But the number one thing that I have learned, and this is through experience, it's not just through sitting in classroom and listening and talking, but it is an actual experience that I've had. And I've had to let go of the problem. I had to let go of the problem and I had to cling to, the solution. I had to let go of the problem, cling to the solution. And I find out that it's a whole lot easier to run that race. And I'm talking about a race of faith. I'm talking about a race of faith where I'm trying to endure and trying to master my purpose with my skill that God has created me with, my gifting that he has created me with and on the inside of me. And another thing that I have learned also that into running this race, it's not all about me. Life is never about just me or making a name for myself, but it is all about my purpose and where I'm going and what I am called to. These are just some tips this morning as we begin to start our morning show. Just some tips that I've put together over this past week, and I'm telling you that I God has blessed me. I have this book that I've written. Also have this magazine that I have, and in the fall, there's the release of my second book, and it'll be on all the major platforms. Anywhere books are sold, all you have to do is just punch in my name, and it'll come right up. And as that book is being released and everything, I'm going to be giving away some of them right here on WWDB. I'm going to be giving away right here on the radio station. And all you simply have to do is just call the radio station and let me know you want the book. I'm waiting on my team to let me know exactly how many that we're going to be able to do like that. But you just stay tuned. The Hold Gary Moore Ministries at Hold. It's taken a whole shift, a whole turnaround. And God has really blessed me and caused me to really be linked up with some people that share some of the same interests in what I share. And they are sponsoring Gary Moore Live. And you will see over the next couple of months how God is advancing us and spreading us. And I just thank God. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about that. So we're going to our first song this morning. It's from Donald Lawrence. I thank you all for tuning in this morning and believing with me about the goodness of God. Now, this song that's coming up next is from Donald Lawrence. The best is yet to come. I know that's an old song, but the message in the song is what I want you to hear. And after that song, we'll be back with more of our program content, more of our show. So y'all hang tight, listen at this song, and we'll be right back after this.
Everybody, come on, put your hand out there. Make some noise, hype it up. Come on.
You ain't seen nothing yet. That there is motivation within itself. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come. Thank you, Donald, for that song, y'all. Gifted man right there, Donald Lawrence. Follow him. Follow his music. Gifted man. This message that that the best is yet to come is something that you need to embrace, because it's going to get better than what it is. And though you have seen some goodness, you still ain't seen nothing yet. The scripture says that eyes haven't seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of man, the thing that God has in store for them that love him. And y'all know we love him this morning. If you love him, just shout it out. Tell somebody, let it be known. We're talking about running your race, running your race. And this race that we are running is a race of life, race of life. And you can't let your problems get you down. And I know they will. My problems, I had to overcome a lot of odds. But in order for me to do that, I had to consistently put myself in the position to keep moving, As Apostle Kim says, my pastor, Apostle Kim, she said, keep it moving. Yeah, you got to keep it moving. Good morning, Chandra Brooks. Thank you for tuning in this morning. We had some technical problems this morning trying to get on Sweet Inspirations with Mother Judy Hines. But we all know that she has a great, great message. She's on every Thursday morning here on Gary Moore Live. And she's also on every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same station. She's on Monday morning. Yeah. And so y'all need to check that out if you don't know it already. And God, he's even expanding us. We're almost at our two-year mark here at the radio station. And so we're going to be looking back over the last 2 years, probably in the next shows to come, of how, where we started, how we've grown, how we've expanded, and all to do with being on the radio and the timing that we came on and being connected with people like you. I'm telling you, it's such a wonderful thing. Sometimes I just sit back and I am just at awe of how God has allowed this thing to really be birthed out, because 2 years ago, I didn't have no idea I would be here today doing what I'm doing, had no thought about it. It's always been a desire, but had no thought about it, nor did I know how to make it happen. And then you fast forward up today, and the ministry of this radio ministry has spread so far, even into other countries. And it is just amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. I don't even have enough time to talk about it. So we're going to talk about something else because it'll take me a lifetime to get you to understand that God's goodness and his grace, and it's just not happening just because of happenstance, but it is happening because of his goodness and because of his plan. And that's the reason why you got to keep running. You got to keep running because God has people that are set in place for the specific reason of fulfilling your purpose, or fulfillment to your purpose. I'll say it like that. Because had I not been where I was when I was there, I wouldn't have been here today where I'm at. And so this is the important part of the message, and to catapult you and to push you to keep moving. I know that it's tough. I know that it's rough. I would not sit here and act like that it's just all cool and easy. I know that it's tough. Know that it's rough. But listen to what the scripture says. This is out of my book too. And if y'all don't have the book, I'm about to tell y'all, shame on you if you don't have it. We almost to the end of this year, and you need this book. And I'm going to tell you what I'll do. I'll give you the book today, if you call me at the radio station and tell me you want it, I'll give it to you. Now, I know I'm going to get in trouble when I said that, but I've said it and can't take it back. And so I'm going to get it out there to you today. But listen to what the scripture says. Philippians, the second chapter, the 13th verse, Amplified. For it is not your strength, but it is God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work. That is, strengthening, energizing, and creating in you the longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for his good pleasure. See how God does that thing? He works it inside of you. He works it inside of you for his good pleasure. But it's for your purpose. It's the reason of your existence, and that is to do his will. That is to do what he's called for you to do. Yeah, y'all get the book today. Get the book. They are only $25 right there. It's four of them, so you get the whole collection for $100. Each book covers the quarter of the year, and in the beginning of each one of the books is the prophetic word that is given for the scripture, given for the quarter. And then the scriptures that are given to support it. And each day, I don't know if y'all can see that, each day, the word, the scriptures, and then the number, because there's a playback. Because if you can't get on at 6:30 every morning, then you can always play it back. And these are four books. It's a whole set. And you need the books. You can go all the way back to January the 1st and get the teaching from January the 1st brought all the way up to today. That's how you, if you're just purchasing the book now. And we have a call every morning, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, every single morning, every day. God has given us a prophetic word that you write right in your journal. You write it right in your journal. And the important thing is that at the end of the quarter, you get to see God's work that has been prophesied to you every day. You get to write it down. So therefore, once you put it in writing, that makes it legal. That's what I like to say. Once you put it in writing, it makes it legal. So I don't hide behind saying something that we are not walking out together. It's just not a book that you just write anything in. It's not a self-read. It's a journal. And so in this journal, you have a teleconference to be a part of a teleconference every single day and to get the desired result out of it at the end, because at the end of every one, you get to, and after writing down every day and what you're told to write down and all the exercises, you get to see God working on your behalf. And I have too many witnesses to believe that is not true. And this is what I say all the time. I put it in writing what God told me to say. Some people have tried to debate me on it and tell me something I said. You don't have to tell me that. It's in writing. I'm the author, put right on the back. You see, all my information is right there. So get that book today. Listen, we're about to go to another song. This song coming up is from Michael White. The name is Hosanna. I met this young man about a year ago, and he's going to be with me here in New Jersey next Wednesday. I believe that's the first. Next Wednesday, Michael White. He's going to be singing a lot of his songs. He's coming to minister to us in music. We're having an end of summer revival. It's going to be kicked off with Michael White. I'm going to play one of his songs. I'm trying to get him on the radio today. Really don't even know if he's in the country or not. But he is scheduled to be with us on next Wednesday at 7 p.m. in Willingboro, New Jersey. Y'all might want to stop by and be a part of this thing that's going on. So we are going to get this song up. I think they got it queued and ready to go. So we're going to get this song playing, and then we'll be right back with more program content and Command Your Day and our Morning Rush song. So listen, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after this. Yeah.
thankful for what you've done. Lord, I'm thankful for what you're doing. You brought me out of darkness into your marvelous light. You brought me out of miracles, set my feet upon the solid rock. And you gave me a song of victory. Hosanna to the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the great I am.
Upon the solid rock, and you gave me your song of victory. Hosanna to the Lord.
Hosanna, Hosanna,
Hosanna,
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna,
to the great, to the great I am. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's Michael White, everybody. That's Michael White, young man I met about 2 years ago. You know, I met him just before, I believe just before I started the radio program. And so I was able to be in contact with him over the past couple of days, and I've invited him to come down to Willingboro, New Jersey. I'm inviting you too. It's our end of summer revival. And so you want to come. It's going to be myself, my brother, Pastor John Moore, and it also is going to be my pastor, Apostle Kim Davis. She's going to be there on the Friday night. I'm kicking it off on the first. That's Wednesday. My brother, Pastor John, Kingdom Revelation, there in Glassboro. He's there on Thursday. And then Apostle Kim, she's going to be on that Friday. And I want you all to come and be a part. It's going to be an exciting fellowship, exciting fellowship that you really don't want to miss. So come on out, celebrate with us. And then on Saturday, September the 4th at 10 a.m., Gary Moore Live, Harvest Life Ministry, Gary Moore Ministries, we and Liberty Gas, we are giving away free gas to the first 100 cars that come. We're giving away $10 increments of unless otherwise posted. We're giving away $10 to each car that comes. Free gas, not going to cost you anything. You don't have to do anything to get it. You can be from anywhere. It's not limited to any particular thing. It's just free for everyone right there in Willingboro, New Jersey, right there at the Liberty gas station that's at the corner of Route 130 and Pennypacker Drive. At the corner of Route 130 and Pennypacker Drive, 10 a.m., September the 4th. Make sure you let someone know. God bless you, Pastor Dara Bass. Oh, a new single out. Make sure you get it to me, sir, and I get you down here to the radio station. Let's talk about it. We can do it. Oh, yeah. That's what we do. We promote new artists, promote new music, good vibes. We want to be the voice for those that are doing something, that want to be heard. I think that's the slogan on my next campaign move thing. We're the voice for those that want to be heard. I think that's what they're using. So, yeah, Pastor Bass, get it down here. Get it down here to me. Make sure I get it. But, yeah, y'all come get this free gas. So we're doing an end of summer revival. We're doing an end of summer revival, and then we're giving away free gas. And we're also giving away backpacks to students going back to school. And so we have about 100 of these backpacks. They've been donated to us. My storage place is so full of donated stuff that I believe that God is doing some great things. And I'm not talking about hand-me-down stuff. I'm talking about name brand stuff, Under Armour book bags. This stuff is, and they are filled with supplies. They're filled with supplies. Kids are going back to school. We normally would have the end of our back to school revival, but we weren't able to do that. I wasn't able to get the people together for that. So we were just doing the end of summer, and then we kind of merge all this together. And so it's, the backpacks are filled with everything that the kids are going to need going back to school. Again, all you have to do is come to Harvest Life and come and get those. And we're going to be doing that next week. I think that's next Tuesday. That's next Tuesday, which is just before the revival. So come next Tuesday, get the backpacks. We're so excited about what God is doing, and we want to share it, and we want you to help share this word. We got about 100 backpacks that are filled with all kind of supplies, all kind of face masks, hand sanitizers, filled with everything, pencils, notepads, everything that the child will need to go back to school. So come on, be a part of that, join in what God is doing, and listen, run this race. Don't you give in. Don't you give up. Run this race and do it with joy. I think one of the prerequisites that I use in this is running the race is to enjoy it. To enjoy it. So taking delight in the Lord helps you rejoice. Helps you enjoy it. And then the Bible says this here in Psalm 103. Verse number four, Psalm 103, verse number four, it says, forget not the benefit of God. See, all the benefits of God have been provided for us to enjoy. So forget not his benefit. One of God's wonderful benefits is that he crowns us with loving kindness and with tender mercies, loving kindness and tender mercies. That having mercy is not having pity. That's actually a weapon of your warfare, that when you are worn down, God's mercy, when you make mistakes, when you fail, when these get tripped up, his mercies that endure forever causes for you to get back up, to jump back into it. And then to have your heart flooded with endurance and the tenacity to move, you will tell yourself over and over and over that you're going to make it, because you have the word of God to depend on it. Now, faith, it is not there to pretend like there's no reality to it. there's a reality to your faith. And the truth is that you can make it. And that it is tough, but you can make it if you keep on pushing. So I encourage you to keep on pushing, to be relevant in this day and in this time that we're in. Be relevant to what's happening. Understand where you're at. Don't be behind the times. Get caught up with the times. Maybe it's some old methods that you're using that is prohibiting you from soaring like you need to soar. So I command your day. I do that through the word of God. And if you, this comes from the scripture as well in Job 38, verses number 12 and 13. In the New King James Version, verse 12 says, "Have you commanded the morning since your days began? And caused the dawn to know its place," verse 13, "that it might take hold of the ends of the earth and the wicked be shaken out of it." Simply saying that whatever bad vibe, whatever bad thing that has been thrown in your way, when you command it, when you command your day to be prosperous, according to what God has planned for you, you shake out every bad thing, every bad vibe, whatever has been designed by the enemy to stunt your growth, to slow you down, to set you back. Shake it out, shake it off, and command your day. Begin to speak well over yourself, that you're going to make it. Begin to encourage yourself that the best is yet to come, that you haven't seen anything yet, and that you're going to run this race, and you're going to do it with diligence. I command your day to be prosperous, and that it turn around, and that it works in your favor. I think we have creeped up on another break. And so this is our Morning Rush song. I hope that you all are tuned in, that you are finding yourself being motivated and encouraged this morning. This Morning Rush song is the song that's designed to help you get a pep in your step. If you got 7:45, I think, and if you got 15 minutes to get there, yeah, 7:44. If you got 15 minutes to get there, you better get on up and get to moving. And as you are listening to us, whether if you're driving or whether you're walking or in your place of comfort, just know that this is to help you get a pep in your step. Now, don't push on the accelerator. I'm not asking you to speed. But I'm asking you to get a pep in your step. Make your mind up that you're going to get there, that you're going to be prosperous, that you've commanded your day to flow your way. And this is with evidence. It's not just talking in the midair, but this is with evidence that this will work for you. So this song, Renee Winston, "That Only God Can Do It." Y'all know that song, good old churchy shouting song. And so this going to get you up and going. We're almost at the second half of the show. And so I pray that you've been blessed thus far. We got a little ways to go. And so I want you to buckle your seatbelt, get your dance on, do whatever it is you need to do. And then we'll be right back right after this song here. Come on, clap your hands. Clap your hands. Take a leap around the table. Leap for joy. Pat your feet. Do something. Do something. But please know that if it's going to get done, it's because God's going to do it. How many of you got the faith to believe today that God's going to do it? How many of you got the faith today to believe that God's going to do it? Listen, I believe I'm going to the phone. I got a caller on the line this morning. Somebody is being motivated and pushed to the place to where God called them to be. So we can go to the phone lines this morning. They are open. The number is 888-329-3306. Let's go to line one. Chandra Brooks. Chandra Brooks. Good morning. Good morning. Let me see. Good morning, Chandra Brooks. Welcome to Gary Moore Live. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. It's great to hear you this morning.
Thank you.
Amen. Listen, only God can do it. Do I have a witness in the house?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What's on your heart and mind this morning?
Okay. Well, first, to be honest, of course, you know, I always try to listen to your show when I can on Thursdays, but when you mentioned about getting your books, and I hate to say it, I was calling in to get the books not only for free, but in listening to everything you were saying and the song, that I really feel compelled that, you know, to be like Gideon and get from behind the winepress, to be like Peter, like he was being commissioned by Jesus to walk on water, and just to, even while I was on hold, I was like, okay, God, I want to hang up, but I'm afraid. You know, I'm doing this afraid. You know, we've heard this before, and wow.
Well, listen, I believe this. I believe that it's God's time now to prove to you that he can do what he said he's going to do.
Yes, amen.
Now, that's what I believe. And I'll make sure that I get this book out to you. Matter of fact, I'm going to get the whole set out to you. All you have to do is just send me an email of where to ship it to. Send me your shipping instructions, and I'll make sure that you get it. Send it to Pastor G.R. Moore at gmail.com. Pastor G.R. Moore at gmail.com. And I'll make sure that it gets out to you, and all the information of how you can follow it and go all the way back to January 1st when we began and come right on up to date. And I'm telling you right now, God is on the move to change your life.
Amen. I believe and receive it.
I believe it. I believe it to be so. So thank you so much for calling in. This is the first time calling the Gary Moore Live Morning Show.
Yes. I've been watching, but, you know, have been kind of afraid of doing it. Yeah.
Do you have a Gary Moore Live t-shirt?
Yes, I do.
Oh, God bless you. All right now. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I might need to get another one that's more suitable for my size right now, even though I'm on the
listen,
whole weight loss
when
journey.
When you send me the shipping instructions, put that information in there as well, and I'll make sure that you get it. I'll make sure that you get a shirt. You send me the size that you need. And we'll make sure that you get everything.
Thank you.
You
Thank
got
you.
It. Oh, God bless you. Thank you so much. Where are you calling in from this morning?
Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
From Upper Marlboro, Maryland?
Yep.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for calling in. And don't forget to send me the email to PastorGrMoore@gmail.com, and we will certainly get it out to you. God bless you so much. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you. Okay, that's it. It's done just like that. That is all you have to do. Ain't nothing to it but to do it just that way. We thank God for people listening. I'm telling you, they're listening everywhere. They are tuning in at 7:54 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear what God is saying. And there are many, many more, many, many more. And we want to make sure that you get what you need, because when I tell you that it's God's time now, when I tell you that God is on the move, you've got to be in the flow. You got to be in the flow and learn how to run this race. We're not talking about murmuring and complaining. We are talking about enjoying the ride, knowing that we're operating in grace, knowing that God's mercies are everlasting, knowing that what he has purposed for us, that we can't forget his benefits. All the benefits that God have provided for us is for us to enjoy life. And that's why you can't give up now. That's why you can't throw in the towel. That's why you got to keep on moving. You got to keep on moving. Oh, my brother. Good morning, Lamont Sanders. Good morning, sir. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Ah, man, it's such a pleasure to have you on this morning. We're talking about running this race. We're talking about what God has given us to do, not throwing in the towel, not giving up. It's too easy to quit. And let me just insert this. Let me say this. And just because it has been what it has been for the past years does not mean that that's the end result. And it does not mean that that's the way that it should be. I want y'all to hear me real clear. You have the right to have your heart's desire, because according to God's word, the Bible says, there's a choice, delight yourself in the Lord, then he will give you your heart's desire. So if you're dreaming, if you're desiring, if you're dreaming, and if you wanting more, and if you're delighting yourself in the Lord according to his word, then you have the right to have your desires, your heart's desire. Now watch this, and the desired result of what God has called and what he's purposed for you. It doesn't have to be what it is just because that's the way that it has been. God comes that there is change in your life. Good morning, Nora. That's my aunt. Good morning, Auntie. God bless you, Auntie Nora Capehart. Good morning. Good morning to you. Thank you for tuning in this morning on Facebook Live. They are watching me live on Facebook, on Pastor Gary Moore Facebook Live, also on Gary Moore Live. You can catch us here. We're listening. We're broadcasting live on WWDB 860 Talk, also 97.5 HD2. WPEN. That's how God is doing it. He's expanding us. We're all on the World Wide Web. We're everywhere. We are everywhere. You just tune in and then let somebody know that we're on the air, because we're certainly talking about them. You tell them that I'm talking about them. Yes, yes, I am. And I'm telling you right now that it's not over just because it's what it is. It's not over till God says it's over. And it's not, if you have not experienced your desired result, then it's just not over, because God is not a man that he should lie. No, this is not just talk that we're doing. This is life. This is life. And God sends his word to change your life. This benefit belongs to you. This benefit is yours. And I want you to let go. I think that's what we started with. Let go and let God, because God cannot work on your behalf when you are holding on to your problem. I'll say that again. God cannot work on your behalf when you are holding on to your problems. The thing that God has for you is greater than what you are holding on to. So let it go. Let God. You're going to find out that it's going to be that much easier. I know that this is your time. I know that this is your time. You may have been trying. You may have been wondering. You may have been heard it all before. And this all may be true. But the difference is what you do now with what you've heard. The difference is what you do now with what you are hearing. So it's not about what you've heard. It's not about you've heard it before. It's about what you're going to do now with what you hear. Because if you believe God is going to do it, then he's going to do it. And so that's a motivational point for you. That's life enrichment for you. And that's what you've got to take, and that's what you've got to depend on. Listen, it's 8 o'clock. It's time for us to take a station ID break. We're going to take a station ID break, and we'll be right back right after this.
WWDB 860 AM Philadelphia and WPEN HD2 Burlington, Philadelphia.
Hey, Delaware Valley, this is Pastor Gary Moore from the Gary Moore Live Morning Show here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. Gary Moore Live Radio Ministry is committed to helping people from all walks of life come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ and experience the never-ending, never-changing love of God. Consider supporting us today. Cash App, $ Gary Moore Live. Donate to us. Help us stay on the air.
Yeah, do it today. Do it today. If you have not done it thus far, do it today. We are listener supported, so that means that we only remain on the air by those that support us. We only are able to do what we do every Thursday morning, every Monday morning, every Tuesday morning. Every Thursday morning, every Sunday morning, every Monday morning. We're only able to do that by listeners like yourself that support Gary Moore Live. All the proceeds help us stay on the air. That's what they are used for. Totally. That's the only thing that they are used for. No donation is too big. No donation is too small. And we appreciate every gift that comes. And for those that on a weekly basis that let me know, hey, Gary, I'm standing with you. I appreciate it. They come in as small as $2. They come in as large as $1,500. They are anywhere in between, and I bless the Lord for it. I'm telling you, and it goes a long, long way. It helps us because this is not cheap to do. Quite expensive, I think. But yet we are here week after week because of listeners like you. And so we thank you for supporting us. And you do that at Cash App Gary Moore Live. And that we are grateful to God for you doing that, standing with us and letting us know that you are standing with us. And we thank you for it. Also, we're in the second half of the show already. And I think it's been an exciting show, like every other show. I'm glad to be back in the studio. Last week, we were in Minnesota, and we were in Fort Lauderdale, and we were here in Philly. We was moving around the country because of celebrating with my mother 65th birthday, and we're still celebrating. We are still celebrating, and we love her so much, and I thank God for her. I thank God for her because she's able to see me do something positive with my life. And I'm grateful to God for that, to be a living testament and to show that the fruits of her labor and praying for all those that when I was a child that prayed me through in my adolescent years. And I'm here today as a public figure, radio announcer, personality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, husband, father, whatever, you know, so many things, whatever God has called for me to do, that I do it unto the glory of God, and I live free in doing it, live free in doing it. So that's what I want to encourage you with today, and want you to do the same thing, live free in doing it. Your problems can be your way to your miracle. Your problems are equivalent to your breakthrough. So keep on keeping on and don't get stuck. Don't get stuck. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and the 17th verse says, Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. that freedom that you realize that the Spirit of God is on the inside of you. So I want you to tap into it. That's what's going to help you have the confidence that you're going to live beyond this. That's going to give you the confidence that you can get beyond where you're at. Spiritual freedom starts from within. It's a belief factor. It's something that you have to believe in yourself. It's a belief factor. It's not just something that's just automatically going to take over your life, but it is something that when you search deep within can cause for, and when I'm talking about change, I'm not just talking about for the moment. No, I'm not just talking about for the moment. I'm talking about a permanent thing, a permanent life change. And so that's what's in, let me see how I want to say that. I was going to say that's what's in the cards for you, but that's what's dealt out for you. That is the plan for you to make it. That is the plan for you to make it, to tap into, the spiritual freedom that's within you, living free. And, once you move on your dreams and your aspirations, you just keep climbing. It's going to come together. You just keep climbing and learn from the past, learn from the failing, learn from the mistakes, and push yourself to keep growing gracefully to accomplish where you have dreamed and considered to be, where you have dreamed and considered to be. I read this here, and I'm going to read it to you, because the mind is, I read this. I don't even know where I got it from, but I wrote this a long time ago. I think I was reading in Romans, the 8th chapter and the 6th verse, where it says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but spiritually minded is life and peace." And I had this thought that the mind should never dominate. The mind never should dominate the spirit, because when you are carnally minded, that the end result of that is unproductivity. The Bible says that the flesh produces no good thing. And so life and peace comes from being spiritually minded. And we've got to remember that we have the mind of Christ, and we think the way God thinks. So when circumstances in life come against us, it's easy to say, like Paul and Silas, you know, they were the ones that were in the dungeon, and they, at midnight, they prayed. Acts 16:25 says that at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners heard them, and then they was all broken free of the binding position that they were in, the thing that had them bound. So here is the life and the peace for you, to use the mind of Christ that's inside of you. If you constantly concentrate on the problem instead of the solution, you will find yourself being bound and stagnant in situations that are really not designed to hold you, really not designed to attack you and to win. And so you have to keep your mind focused on things that are above. You can't run this race with the weights of the world around you holding you down. You have to let it go, and you have to let God take his place in your life. And then the power of God that you receive by hearing the word of God. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and that by the word of God. So you have a responsibility to do what you've heard. You've got a responsibility to do what you've heard. So if we continue and if we let our problems get us down, you can see how life will pass you by. And the things that God has in store for you, that we will never be able to experience them. So the important factor, the important key this morning here is running this race. And this race is called life. And we have purpose, and we can't get stuck here, that we are ever moving. We're ever progressing. We are climbing into things that God has called for us to climb into, that he has designed for us. That's how you get to know the plans that God has for you, et cetera. You hear all this here. But now you have to consider what it is that you have to do to accomplish that which you hear. And so that's where you pick all this up from today. And that's how we pull it together, because there's got to be change in your life. When you understand who you are in Christ, you've got to understand the freedom that we have through him. The freedom that we have through him. Now, remember, the scripture was the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So if you take it into a situation, and I'm talking about a real life situation, and let God work that thing out for you. The music, the songs, I play the songs because they are inspiring, but they also have the message. And this is what I want you to get out of it. The message, because they can say it better than I can. They explain it. They put it in a way that you can hear it and understand it. So therefore, I have to play the music so they can play the song, so they can assist me into reaching you, to reaching people. And so that message is for you. So when you know who you are, it doesn't matter what the circumstance look like. It doesn't even matter what the circumstance is. Understanding who you are in Christ and understand the freedom that you have through him. So you begin to rejoice. And as you rejoice, you run this race and you forget not the benefits of it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You forget not the benefits of it. Oh, got another caller on the line. So we are going to line one, and we're going to speak with Ivy Corral. Good morning. Welcome to Gary Moore Live. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Pastor. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing ecstatic. It's hard to contain myself here. I've got to remind myself over and over and over that you are being heard live across the world. So you have to contain yourself and have to speak so that people can understand and follow what's going on. Mm-hmm. So
I definitely understand that.
So how are you doing this morning? What's going on with Miss Ivy this morning?
Just listening in, and exactly what you're saying, just be in the position and keep pressing.
Yeah.
Because you already know what God already has in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
And may not know exactly what it is.
Right.
But he gives you provision.
Mm.
So as long as you stay your course, as long as you are the passion that's inside of you.
Yeah.
It gears you to exactly what you need to do. Mm. No matter what anyone says, no matter what is going on, as you said, even though trials and tribulations come,
mm-hmm.
that you just keep pressing. Mm. Because at the end, you will see that whole blessing. You will see what God gave you come to full circle.
Mm-hmm.
And that message, truly, that is where I'm at, especially with me being in the health field, especially mm-hmm. with me doing everything that I'm supposed to do for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that God is in control, and he's leading you and guiding you. And no matter what, it is for you.
No matter.
So I just call in just to say thank you for the word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And thank you for just being a whole blessing since I've known you.
Wow. Well, listen, that is the glory of God, and I thank you as well. And so I know you didn't call in to talk about this, but let's talk about some of what your products are, your business is, so that, and then how people can get in touch with you, because I believe that God's getting ready to change your life with this business that you're in, that the creativity and the energy that you put in it. I believe by the Spirit of God, by the grace of faith, I believe that God's getting ready to breathe on it for you, and he's getting ready to blow your mind with it. So just let people know how they can follow you, what it is that you do, so they can know to look out for you. And they heard it here first on Gary Moore Live.
Thank you. I wasn't expecting it at all.
I know.
I am actually, when I go by Coach IC, I am a health coach, a wellness coach. I am actually in school to become a whole health coach, finishing within the next 5 months.
Okay.
Praise God.
Praise him. Yes.
But I also do the Herbalife business. I also do just being there for others with health and wellness. So they can follow me at Ivy Carroll, Ivy Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, or Coco45 on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And all of my information is on there. And we can talk with whatever they need. You know, I'm in, like I said, it's not just weight loss. We have so many things. But just to overall, just to know that health is wealth.
Health is wealth.
And mm-hmm. when you apply that to your life, you will be abundantly blessed just knowing that you're in control
mm-hmm.
of what God wants you to do, and you will see the focus and the vision in it. So that's what I do.
Okay. That's it. I like it. I like it. So that's Ivy Carroll, I-V-Y-C-A-R-R-O-L-L, on Facebook, Coco45 on Instagram, health and wellness. Health is wealth. Get it. Y'all get it. Get it. Get it. Health coach. We need that, especially in this pandemic and things that, you know, we've just been sitting around. And now it's time to get back into things. And one good benefit to that is your health. One great way to jumpstart it is what you eat, what you take into the body, and Ivy Carroll can help you with that. I know she can.
Yes, I also will be sending you out some flyers for invitations for the things that are coming up, and I will start traveling to do different exercises and different walks.
Okay, all right. Well, there you have it. And when you get ready to do that, make sure you contact me so we can put it on the air and you can come down to the radio station. You know, we're in a brand new place. We're not over.
You did tell me that.
Oh, we're in a brand new place.
I was there for your birthday, remember?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you need to come on down here and see this. I'm telling you, this multi-million dollar studio thing that they got going on here right now. And you need to come on, be a part of that, and see what he's doing, see what God is doing, and be a part of it. So make
Definitely.
Sure, make sure you stay in touch with me. I'm sure you will. I'm sure following you, so I'll see it when you do it. But I want you to come down here and do it live, say it live.
I definitely will.
All right. Well, God
Thank
bless you.
You.
Thank you so much
God
for calling in. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too.
Amen. All right. God
Amen.
Bless
you. Amen.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so we are doing this, and God is leading us to great things and to greater things. And if you have the voice and need to be heard, you want to start right here with Gary Moore Live. I'm telling you, God has anointed this platform that I am on, and it is reaching the lengths of this earth. It's happening, y'all, and you can be a part of it. And whatever it is that God gives us to do, and he's the major part. He's the major player. He's the major part, and so we're excited about it. Let me see where I'm at on this dial, because I don't want y'all to miss nothing, and I want you all to continue praying for us as we are expanding. Yeah, God is calling us to do that, and I thank him for it. Let's see, it's 8:20, so we're still taking phone calls. Call me down here at the radio station, 888-329-3306, or you can just send me an instant message. We take your instant message too right now on Facebook Live, because we can do it. I'm learning how to multitask. I'm learning how to do all this, and this is what it's called for us to do. So we're going to the lines. Line one again, Peggy Golden, she's on. So we bring her on. Good morning. Welcome to Gary Moore Live. Let me see. Good morning. Welcome to Gary Moore Live.
Peggy. Good Golden. Morning.
Good morning. There we go. How is everything this morning?
Everything is lovely.
It sure is. Well, welcome to Gary Moore Live. What's going on with Peggy Golden this morning?
Nothing really, but the great part about it, mm-hmm. is God allowed me to wake up this morning to a new day, mm-hmm. and new mercy.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mm. That's awesome. Mm.
Yeah, because you know somebody somewhere didn't make it, but we did.
Yes.
That's enough to shout right there.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's God's goodness. So I've been talking about running this race this morning and applying our faith and forget not the benefits of God. I'm telling you, I know you know this, it's not easy. And it's more than just saying the thing. But here is some good encouragement. And I know you can encourage the people with this. That if you just hold on in there.
Yes.
Just hold on in there. Yes. Ivy Carroll said it. She said, stay the course. We've been talking about staying in our own lane. Just hold on in there. Change is happening.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Yeah. I know that's something that you can testify to, and It makes a difference in the life. It makes a difference in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yes. So we're grateful. We're grateful for waking up this morning. I'm telling you, and being started on the way, and having the mind to serve God and just to behold His beauty.
Yes. Mm. Hallelujah.
Isn't this something? Well, yes, anything else you want to encourage the people with before I let you go?
Well, I just want to say that, you know, don't be just a hearer of the word only, mm-hmm. but be a doer also. Because mm-hmm. doing the word of God and applying your faith with it, it moves God. Because mm-hmm. He see the move that you're doing, mm-hmm. and your actions, your faith, that moves God.
Yeah.
And apply His word to your life every day.
That'll do it. That will do it. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in this morning. Help spread the word and let them know we're on the air. We got a couple more minutes left in the show. So you call them and tell them they can get on the air. You just call them and tell them I'm talking about them. They'll tune in.
Amen. Have a great day, Pastor Moore.
I certainly will. Thank you so much for calling in again. God bless you. Yeah, so, that's exciting. And God, it's breathtaking. And I told y'all that God's going to blow our minds on this. The sun is rising. And so it's showing, I'm looking at myself on Facebook Live, and it's showing this glow around me. Well, that's the sun rising. And when the sun rise, I'm telling you, you got to rise with it. It's early in the morning. It's 8:24 a.m. Yeah, Eastern Standard Time. Today's August 26, 2011, and I have been encouraging you thus far to keep on keeping on, to run this race, to not throw in the towel, and learn this, that when you face adversities, because you're going to face them, they are inevitable, it will happen, when you face them, turn your thoughts inward, not outward. You turn your thoughts inward because you are trying to tap into the strength of God that's on the inside of you to come out of what you're in. If you turn them outwardly, you'll get the wrong kind of return. You'll get the wrong kind of response. Outwardly produces lack. It produces stagnant, unproductivity. It produces those type. I'm talking about outwardly. But when you turn your thoughts inwardly, you are focusing on the solution. You're focusing on what's been placed on the inside of you to overcome the odds that or the adversities that you are facing. And when you do that, you become a winner. You become a winner. So looking inward, it doesn't ignore what's happening around you, but it's being confident that your situation will change because we know who we are. And that's what you've got to first understand, is that who you are in Christ and your purpose. And when you are functioning in your purpose, it's easy to do what you understand. It's only when you don't understand a thing that it becomes burdensome. I think that's the word, burdensome, like that. That's when it becomes a problem. That's when it becomes more than what you can handle. But when you, knowing who you are and understanding where you're at and applying this word, the word of God will never fail. It will never fail. And when you apply it, and I'm talking about really applying it to your life as a healing, as a encouragement, whatever you need for it to be, that's what it'll be for you. And as you do that, you begin to grow in grace. Well, it's about time for us to touch and agree. That is our prayer hour, and we touch and agree. And the reason I call it that, or the reason that it's named that, is because that's what God said. He said that when two of you touch and agree on earth, as touching anything or agreeing on anything, that it shall happen. And so my prayer time is to touch and agree with you. So whatever you believe in God for, however you believe in God, whatever you're dreaming about, whatever it is that you need, hey, someone to step in and to agree with you, that's what it's about. So I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray with you. I'm going to speak over your life. I'm going to speak into your life. And all I need you to do is get on the other end and receive what God has in store for you. I'm telling you that he will turn impossible situations around, that only God can do this. Man cannot fulfill it. Man can try, but it cannot be fulfilled by anybody. It's going to take the hand of God to come down and to turn this thing around for you. So I touch and agree right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray over your life that everything that you stand in need of, that God will supply it. And I'm talking about today, right now, this hour that we are speaking in, this hour that we are praying in, this hour that we are believing in, that it will happen for you, and that it would expeditiously happen, that it would just not linger, and that there will be no delay. I'm praying for you. I'm touching and agreeing with you right now that whatever your heart's desire is, that it be met today. That the word of God will come alive for you, and that God will show up in the volume of his word concerning your life today. That impossible situations are turned around, and bad circumstances and bad things, that they will work out for your good. Yeah, I'm believing that this too can work for your good. Not only shall it pass, but it'll work out for you, that it will work in your favor. I speak the favor of God over your life now where it concerns your faith, and that you release your faith in accordance to the word of God, that this unseen thing become now seen, this intangible thing become now tangible, and that God's plans for your life will be walked out by faith. I touch and agree right now that whatever financial situation that you are in, that it increases, that God will increase his provision in your life, that he will cause for finances to come that'll show up. I'm talking about miracles happening for you. Miracles taking place right now. This financial burden, that it be lifted on your life, that you be able to take care of your family, that you be able to pay your bills. I don't know what you're standing in need of, but I believe God today that he will supply according to his riches and glory, that he will take care of it from the beginning to the end, and that he will, that there will be no sorrow, no sorrowing that will be added to it. That you be permanently set free, that you be permanently delivered wherever there is a need in your life. I touch and agree now that your breathing conditions are improving. And those that are on ventilators because of COVID-19, and those that are on ventilators are in the IC rooms. And we get stories all the time about hospitals that are continually filling up. Well, I'm praying for those today, and we're touching and agreeing by faith that they come off the ventilators today, and that they will begin breathing normally on their own, that they will be strengthened inwardly. As these prayers are going forth now, that healing virtue is taking place, that the paralyzed paraplegics begin to walk, that high blood pressures come down and become normal. We are believing God for the miraculous that's taking place even now, that's under the sound of the anointing of God, that's coming across the airways into your hospital rooms, into your bedrooms, into your cars, whatever listening device that you're listening to now, that we're believing by faith, and that we are causing for shifts in atmospheres to happen, shifts in change in homes to happen, in relationships to happen. God, we're even thanking you, Heavenly Father, and we're touching and agreeing for those that are heartbroken and need the mending of their heart put back together because of some life experience, because of something that has taken place. And we know, God, that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could think or ask. So, God, we thank you for healing virtue flowing. We thank you that you're mending up the broken heart. We thank you that you're lifting the financial burden, that you are causing across this land your miraculousness to take place. Oh, God, as you turn people back toward you, as you bring them back into their fold of their loving kindness of what you have in store for them, we touch and agree now, and we're believing. We're believing by faith. With everything that's within us, that it is taking place now. God, let your freedom touch everyone. Let it spread abroad. Let it cause for permanent change. Oh, move by your spirit with power and with demonstration. Do it today. God, this is our prayer. And we pray these prayers in Jesus' name, according to your word, God, that if we know that you hear us when we pray, that we have the petitions of the things that we pray for. And so, God, I release this now into those that will receive it. Those that have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, and then let them apply themselves. Those that are at the end of their strength, let them find strength today. Those that feel hopeless and loneliness that tries to set in, and fear that tries to settle in, oh God, let them find strength today to move on. Let them be encouraged by this word that they have heard come across on Gary Moore Live Morning Show. God, let it not just be another show, but let it be a tool, an instrument used in this earth, oh God, to bring encouragement, to bring wholeness, to restore hope, that the desires of their heart be met. God, we thank you for these teachable moments. We thank you for these wisdom draws that are being poured into our lives. And now, as we move on, God, now as we move to the next destination and the next place in you, God, we pray that your strength stays with us, encourage us and keep us right now in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you. Okay, if you have been touched by these prayers today and you say, Pastor Moore, that this prayer was my prayer, just send me a note. Just let me know. PastorGrMoore@gmail.com. If we didn't cover it today, if we didn't touch it, and you still need additional praying and you desire additional touching and agreeing and praying with you, let me know that as well. I have a prayer team. We pray 24/7, right around the clock, every day. Someone is praying on every hour, every prayer watch. There's not a watch that is not being covered through prayer. I join in with it myself. And 24 hours, 7 days out of the week, we are constantly praying. Prayer is always going up. The Bible says this here, that we ought to pray without ceasing. Ceasing means to stop. We should not stop praying. And so therefore, I have a team of prayers, prayer warriors, and that is our job to pray. And so we're on the wall for you. You're not alone. We're on the wall for you. And if you send us your prayer requests, we certainly will continue to pray for you. And all that can be sent to PastorGrMoore@gmail.com. We're going to jump ahead right now to the next song. We're going to take a break. We're going to jump ahead to our next song from Charles Jenkins. And the song is He'll Make It All Right. I want you to hear the message in these songs as we take this break. You know, I've been talking for some time now, so we're going to take a break from my talking, going to play some music, give you a chance to recuperate. And I see your emails coming in. Thank you all. And I certainly will be in contact with you right after the show. Right after the show, we'll keep going on. But right now, we're going to jump ahead to our next song, Charles Jenkins. He'll Make It All Right. And then we'll be back right after this.
He'll make it all right. Whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
God is able.
God is able.
Whatever you need.
Whatever you need.
He'll supply.
He'll supply.
Whatever is broken.
Whatever is broken.
He can fix it.
He can fix it.
No need to worry.
No need to worry.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Whole church, he'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right.
He'll make it all right.
Woo! Come on. Wherever you are.
Wherever you are.
He's listening. Whatever you pray,
whatever you pray,
he knows.
He knows.
Whatever the answer,
whatever the answer,
he's got me.
He's got me.
We know he's sovereign.
We know he's sovereign.
He's in control.
He's in control.
Whole church, he'll make it all right.
Oh.
Yes, he said, he'll make it all.
He'll make it all.
He will make it all right. He will. Yes, he will. He'll do it. If you allow him to, he'll do it. Charles Jenkins, thank you so much for that gift of song, of message right there. And I believe it. I believe it is so. I don't believe it just for me, but I believe it for you. And together, I'm telling you, we are reaching the masses and we're doing it together. We're pulling down strongholds. We're pulling them down. I thank you all for your support. I thank you for your prayers, your words of comfort. I'm telling you, it's overwhelming sometimes to me. Just that the goodness of God, it's just overwhelming. But God is doing this thing, and I love the fact that we're doing it together. We're doing it together. So don't you give up, because I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I'm just going to hang right on in there. And I'm not going to be nervous. I'm not going to be nervous. I'm going to live in peace. Because one thing that I do know, that if it's God, that it will work out. If it's God, it will work out. If I apply myself the way that God has suggested to me to do it, if I walk upright before him, yeah. Yeah, if I walk up right before. So as we were playing that song, I had another thought about something I think I read maybe 2 weeks ago. And that was dealing with conflict, because, you know, we deal with conflict on a daily basis. But there's a way that you have to deal with it. There's a way that things take place and have to cause. There's a way that we've got to do it for it to come out the way that God has purposed and intended for it to be. I'm going to the phone lines again. Have Nora Capehart on the line. I'm telling you, I'm excited. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Gary Moore Live.
How you doing, Pastor Gary?
I am doing good. How are you?
I am doing great.
Wonderful.
And I just want to just add on to what you were saying. The word has been so good this morning. But when you played that song, I said, God, I got to come on and say something about he'll make it all right.
Yeah.
You know I lost my daughter.
Yes.
And that thing almost took me out.
Yes.
And I'm like, God, I know you spoke great words over my life, but I can't lay in this bed and just die and not live out my purpose.
Mm.
And so I'm just here to encourage people. You know, sometimes things come your way and you don't know how you're going to shake these things,
right.
But you got to push. And I told myself, I said, now, God, I know the word and I know what you have done for me and where you have brought me from.
Mm-hmm.
I began to put scriptures all around my bed because I need some push.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, God, I know I got some prayers stored up somewhere. So, God, I need for you to step in and intervene for me when the devil will try to take my mind, you know, make me think, you know, all crazy things because you have took my daughter.
Right.
I said, God, I said, I still love her regardless. You gave me 42 years with her when the doctor said I won't have a 5 years with her because she won't supposed to live. But you gave me 42 years. I ain't got nothing to be sad about. You know, yes, the pain was real, and yes, it hurt.
Yes.
I said, but God, I need for you to just lift this pain off of me. And I began to, like I said, I wrote the scriptures. I placed them all beside the bed, and I began to pin things on me. You know, God, take away the hurt.
Yeah.
God, take away the pain. God, you know, and every time God would do something, I would take and you know, the things I had picked on me, take it off and just put a praise on it. God, I thank you for healing me from the hurt. God, thank you for healing me from the pain. So sometimes you just got to put on what you feel. My baby girl, grandbaby, got up there and came to my room. She said, we done lost one. We can't enables you. Get up out of this. Sometimes we don't listen to children.
Right.
She will got me up. She put my, her arm under me, and we would walk. And we would pray the words of the Lord. She would quote scriptures, healing scriptures to me, and say, God, I bind the word, enemy, I bind. You ain't taking my mind from her mind.
Mm.
But strength. God, restore her mind. Restore her strength.
Mm.
She got to see her purpose. And say, sometimes I say, so I just want to encourage the people, no matter what you're going through. I say, God, I had never been through anything like that. So I said, God, I need you. But if I didn't know how to pray, even though I was down,
right,
I wasn't down for long, because I knew what God promised me, and I knew what we was, you know, what I had been through. You had brought me through many, many, many things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I said, God, I said, for you I live. I said, devil, you will not take me out prematurely. I got works to do, and I'm going to do the work of what God had called me to do.
Mm.
She did her work. I said, now it's time for me to get up and do what you had called me to do. And I just want to encourage people, no matter what you're going through, hold on to the promise of the God. God's word is always going to be right. Whether we want to accept it or not, his word is true. All we got to do is just stand on his word. And when you play that song, I used to play that song every day. God,
wow,
you're going to make it all right.
Oh,
I kept telling myself, every time I take a step, God, you're going to make it all right. I mean, I had lost 20 pounds behind this.
Wow.
After that, I said, but God, you're going to make it all right. You're going to restore my appetite. You're going to restore, you know, and my feeding hammer every time I eat food, and I'm going to throw it up, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, God, you're going to do this. And so I said, I got to say something. When you play that song, I said, every day, I said, God, you're going to make it all right.
Oh, wow.
You're going to make it all right.
Wow.
No matter what I understand, I can't understand it right now, but I know you in it. I said, God, you're going to make it all right. You're going to make it all right. And so he made it all right.
I know.
God bless you. I ain't going to hold your line up, but I just had to say something.
Well, that's all right. We thank you. We thank you for calling in. Where are you calling in from this morning? The phone broke up. Say it again.
I'm calling from Ahoskie, North Carolina.
All right, Ahoskie, North Carolina.
Yeah. Yes, and Pastor Gary is my nephew, and I love him so much. And
amen.
You are doing an awesome work in the Lord. Keep it up.
Thank you.
I just wish
you,
I was up there with you so I could join in.
Come on, anytime. You know that you're welcome. Anytime. Anytime.
All right now.
Okay.
All right. Thank, have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so that's how God is, and that's how he does. And I'm talking about real life situations. And she was talking about losing her daughter, which is my first cousin. And prior to that, we had just lost another cousin, another nephew for her, another first cousin of mine. And these were weeks apart, 1 week, next week, and this happened. And to continue to live and to hear the testimonies of this here is a real thing. I'm telling people, not they're just not calling in just to say something to be saying it. This is real life. And so we thank God for coming together, and we thank God for everything that he has allowed us to experience and everything that he is doing. And he is certainly making us a better people for his purpose. He is certainly allowing us to do all that he's called for us to do. And I'm going to tell you again, that can't nobody do it like God can. Can't nobody do it like God can. I didn't know that she played that song, but God was using the song to minister to her because somebody needed to hear that which she has gone through and on the other side of. And it's not an easy thing. The pain of it is with you every single day of loss, but you learn how to trust God. You learn how to do what he's called for you to do. And when you learn how to do it, can't nobody take that away from you. And it's so encouraging. Yeah, I'm going to get them all down here to the radio station. They be in North Carolina, but I'm telling you right now, the way God is blessing, I'm going to get them all. I'm telling you, before this year is out, I'm going to have them all here at this radio station. I believe God, they're going to work that thing out, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. So we are enjoying this moment. Now, we only got a couple of minutes left in the show. Let me see. I got enough time to play this last song. We got enough time to put this last song on.
We do. Okay, the engineer said we do. So we're going to put this last song on from Terrain called Stayed on Him. And then right after that, I'm sure we'll be at the ending, closing hour, and we'll do all acknowledgments, our closing at that point. So thank you all for tuning in. Enjoy this last song of the day. And listen, be blessed. Be blessed. We'll be right back right after this.
There's a world full of mercy and peace, waiting for me. There's a land for the lost and the least, where they dine with the King, waiting for me. Yeah, His holiness fills up the temple. Still, He took my sin and my shame. I didn't deserve to be rescued. Still, He has called me by name. I'll stand firm with confidence till He comes again. Till He comes again. I'll keep my mind stayed on Him till the very end. Till the very end.
Him. I'm going to keep my mind stayed on Him. The Bible says this here, He will keep them in perfect peace whose minds is stayed on Him. Oh, it's just so befitting. Listen, I thank you all for tuning in today, for listening on WWDB 860 Talk 97.5 HD2 WPEN. I thank you all, the fanatics. I thank you all for tuning in today on Facebook Live those that have sent the prayer requests, we have received them. We will be praying for you. We believe in God for greatness. We're touching and agreeing for every great thing. Listen, every Thursday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Gary Moore Live, Morning Show right here on WWDB 860 Talk AM. You need to check me out. If you're not following me yet, you better jump on board because some great and exciting things are going to happen. And not only that, Sunday morning, 7 a.m., Voices of Righteousness. That's an extension of Gary Moore Live. It's a network. That's an extension that comes on. If you have a voice, we're the ones to help amplify and put your voice out there. So join in with us Sunday morning at 7 a.m., 7:30 a.m. On Mondays, 7:30 a.m. on Mondays. Be a part of what God is doing. We are expanding. God is growing us. We are reaching higher heights. We are getting into deeper depths of understanding, of wisdom, and of knowledge. Things are progressing, and not just for me, but for you. I refuse to believe that it's only me. I know it's happening for you too. Look up. Look within yourself. Look up. I got a brand new t-shirt out there too. Look up. Y'all should be looking for it. You get that stuff. Get it. It's to help us stay on the air. It's been a lovely show. We have been blessed by those that have called in. I'm telling you that have encouraged us. My God, who would have thought? Who would have thought? Not I, but God, he had a plan. So listen, every Thursday morning, 7 a.m., we'll be right back here next Thursday. We are going forth and we are going forth strong. We're not quitting. We're not throwing in the towel. We're not giving up. Listen, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Do it. Do it. What you make happen for somebody else, God, he then will in turn make that thing happen for you. Be on the lookout. We got a food bank tomorrow, 320 Beverly Rancocas Road, Suite 1G. 10 o'clock, come down, get that free food. We got everything. Look out for the video tonight on Facebook Live. We'll have it for you. Listen, God bless you. We'll see you next week, same time, same place. God bless you.